Radio.
There's an episode in the Bible where Jesus asked Peter, or he asked his disciples, "Who do you say I am?" And a lot of them said, "You're Elijah." Some say you're Elijah, some say you're John the Baptist, some say one of the prophets. And Jesus said, threw the question back to them, "But who do you say I am?" And Peter said, "Lord, you are Christ, the Son of God, Son of the living God." The question I'm going to ask you is, who do you say I am here now in the Eucharist? How do you understand Jesus in the Eucharist? How do you accept him and appreciate him and acknowledge him here in the simple bread that's been consecrated to become his precious body? I want you to reflect on that question throughout the weekend. And how do you acknowledge him, engage with him, and talk to him, and spend time with him? Really, truly understand that Jesus is with us, here before us, on this altar. Share a story. 2 years ago, it was a Friday afternoon before I was going to start adoration between 3 and 4 o'clock. And why 3 and 4 o'clock? Because it's the hour of mercy that Jesus told St. Faustina. So I thought it would be appropriate to have adoration during that time. And as I was about to set up the altar in the church, I saw this young lady sitting at the front. And just it wasn't... Normally, I don't have many people in the church, if one or two. This was a young lady just out of normal circumstances. And she looked a bit kind of distressed. And I asked her, "Are you okay? Is everything all right?" And she opened up and she said that she just feels the presence of God in this church. I said, "Why?" She said, "Well, I'm a Muslim. I'm an international medical student. I'm just temporary here in Australia in the nearby hospital." And she said, "As a young Muslim woman, I've been exploring my faith, wanting to get closer to God. I've done the burqa, I've done all those things, but I've never felt close to God. Since for some strange reason, in sitting in this church, I feel closer to God than ever been anywhere else in the world or any other place or done any other thing." So I sat with her and I gave her a crash course about why she might feel so close to God. And it helped to understand that as us Catholics and what we know and what we believe is true and what we have the tabernacle, and I explained to her the presence of Jesus in the tabernacle, how he, before he died, took his simple bread of mine and said to the apostles, "This is my body, my blood." And we read in the Gospel of John, when Jesus talks to the disciples and the Jewish people and followers, he says, "I am the bread of life. I am the true bread that come down from heaven. And unless you eat this bread and drink this cup, you will not have eternal life." And he says, "My food is real food, my food is real flesh. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have eternal life." And some of the Jewish people found it hard, and they found it difficult. And they murmured and complained and walked away. And Jesus reinforced, "This is my body, this real food." And his disciples started to complain. And they said, We cannot accept this. This is too hard." And they walked away. And Jesus didn't call them back and say, "Look, you misunderstood me. I'm talking symbolically." He said to his disciples, his apostles, his closest 12, to Peter, he said, "If you find this too hard to accept, if you find this too hard to believe, you can walk away now. Because I'm not forcing you to believe this, I'm not forcing you to stay here. And Peter said, Lord, who do we turn to? You have the words of eternal life. I know and believe that you are the Son of the living God. I don't understand what you're talking about, but I do know that you are the Son of God. I've seen you walk on water. I've seen you raise the dead. I've seen you calm the storm. I've seen you heal the sick and the lepers and cast out demons. You have power and authority. You are ordained by God. So what you may be saying must be saying is true. I don't understand it, but one day I'll get my head around it. And the night before Jesus died, he took bread and wine, and he reminded his apostles, this is what I'm talking about. This is my true flesh. This is my true blood. Take and eat it. Now I will become the sacrificial lamb. You won't sacrifice lambs anymore. You won't need to. I'll be sacrificed once and for all, and you'll share my sacrifice for all eternity. Bread is consecrated and the wine is consecrated. It becomes my body and my blood. I gave this crash course to this young lady. I didn't explain it in that much detail. But for our own benefit, to appreciate what we do truly believe and love, that Jesus is truly present. So as I gave a crash course in the presence of Jesus in the tabernacle, I said to her, now we're going to have adoration. I said, you don't have to stay here, but you can just sit here and just pray. So I took Jesus out of the tabernacle, put him in the monstrance, and I knelt there and prayed, and she watched, and she mimicked, out of reverence, out of respect. And then, conscious that she didn't know what to do with her silence, I gave her a beautiful prayer by one of the saints, Louis de Montfort. And I thought it'd be appropriate to pray this prayer as part of our meditation. And the prayer is very beautiful. She prayed this prayer and she just cried and cried for the whole hour. It's a beautiful prayer. It's very simple. It's engaging. There's moments of pauses. Those moments of pauses are a purpose. They're invited for you to say what you need to say to Jesus. And each part of the prayer specifically invites you to pray for a particular need or particular person or a purpose. So I invite you to pray with me in this prayer. And these are Jesus' words to us. To please me, dear child, it is not necessary to know much. All that is required is to love much, to be deeply sorry for having offended me, and desirous of being very ever faithful to me in the future. Speak to me now as you would to your dearest friend. Tell me all that now fills your mind and heart. Are there any you wish to commend to me? Tell me their names. Tell me what you wish me to do for them. Do not fear. Ask for much. I love generous hearts, which, forgetting themselves, wish well to others. We take a moment to pray for these people we care for. Speak to me of the poor you wish to comfort. Tell me of the sick that you wish to see relieved. Ask of me something for those who have been unkind to you or who have crossed you. Ask me much for them. Commend them with all your heart to me. We take a moment to pray for these people who are sick, suffering, people who persecute us, people who are unkind to us. We pray that God touches their hearts and heals them and helps them. take moments to think of these people and pray for them. And now ask me many graces for yourself. Are there not many graces you would wish to name that would make you happier in yourself, more useful and pleasing to others, more worthy of the love of me, the dearest Lord, Master and Spouse of your soul? Tell me the whole list of the favours you want of me. Tell me with humility, knowing how poor you are without them, how unable to gain them by yourself. Ask for them with much love, that they may make you more pleasing to me. With all a child's simplicity, tell me how self-seeking you are, how proud, vain, irritable, how cowardly in sacrifice, how lazy in work, uncertain in your good resolutions. And then ask me to bless and crown your efforts. Poor child, fear not, blush not at the sight of so many failings. There are saints in heaven who had the faults you have. They came to me lovingly. They prayed earnestly to me, and my graces has made them good and holy in my sight. Let's take moments asking for those graces. You should be mind, body and soul. Fear not, therefore, to ask me gifts of body and mind, health, judgment, memory and success. Ask for them, for my sake, that God may be glorified in all things. I grant everything and never refuse to give what may make a soul dearer to me and better able to fulfill the will of God. We take time asking God for the gifts that we need. Have you no plans for the future which occupy, perhaps distress your mind? Tell me your hopes, your fears. It is about your future state, your position among my creatures. Some good you wish to bring to others. In what shall I help and bless your goodwill? We take moments just bringing those hopes and dreams to Him, our fears, and ask Him to help us and guide us and open doors for us. And for me, you must have you not, some zeal, some wish to do good to the souls of others? Some, perhaps, who love and care for you, have ceased almost to know or care for me. Shall I give you strength, wisdom and tact to bring these poor ones close to my heart again. Have you failed in the past? Tell me how you acted. I will show you why you did not gain all you expected. Rely on me. I will help you. I will guide you to lead others to me. We take a few moments reflecting. And what crosses have you, my dear child? Have they been many and heavy? Has someone caused you pain? Someone wounded your self-love? Slighted you, injured you? Lay your head upon my breast and tell me how you suffered. Have you felt that some have been ungrateful to you and unfeeling towards you? Tell me all, and in the warmth of my heart, you will find strength to forgive and even to forget that they have ever wished to pain you. Let's pray, take moments bringing our pain to His Sacred Heart. And what fears have you, my child? My providence shall comfort you. My love shall sustain you. I am never away from you, never can abandon you. Are some growing cold in interest and love they had for you? Pray to me for them. I will restore them to you if it be better for you and for your sanctification. We pray for the ones that are dear to us. Have you not some happiness to make known to me? What has happened since you came to me last, to console you, to gladden and give you joy? What was it? A mark of true friendship you received? A success unexpected and almost hoped for? A fear suddenly taken away from you? And did you remember that the while, that in all it was my will, my love that brought all that your heart has been so glad to have? It was my hand, my dear child, that guided and prepared all for you. Look to me now, my child, and say, dear Jesus, I thank you. Will you soon leave me now? What promises can you make me? Let them be sincere ones, humble ones, full of love and desire to please me. Tell me how carefully you will avoid every occasion of sin. Drive from you all that leads to harm, and shun the world, the great deceiver of the souls. Take time to pray for the grace and the strength to resist our weak temptations that we're prone to weakness. promise to be kind to the poor, loving for my sake to friends, forgiving to your enemies, and charitable to all, not in word alone and actions, but in every thoughts. When you have little love for your neighbour whom you see, you are forgetting me, who am hidden from you. Love all my saints, seek the help of all your holy patrons. I love to glorify them by giving you much through them. Love above all my own sweet, glorious mother. She's your mother. Love her, speak to her often. She will bring you to me, and for her sake I will love and bless you more each day. Let's take time to talk to Mary and all the saints that we know and love, and ask them for prayers and for encouragement and for strength. Return soon to me again, become with your heart empty of the world, for I have many favours to give you, more than you can know of. Bring your heart, so that I may fill it with many gifts and graces of my love. My peace is with you.
Radio.org.au